USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the Senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. American trust in the media continues to erode. According to Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. The survey also showed that 58% of Americans believe that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology than with informing the public. Producers of No Time to Die, the latest installment of the James Bond franchise, have delayed its theatrical release yet again. Will now hit the theaters October 8th, according to Variety. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.